happy Thursday morning. Hopefully you guys are staying dry. It's Zimmel hanging out with you, and I have got a couple of my friends over here. It seems like there's something to celebrate every single day when you live in the Twin Towns, and we got a big celebration coming up on Sunday. We got Mark and we have Evie.
Yep.
Is that correct? All right.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Good morning, guys. Let's talk about Sons of Norway. Let's talk about why we're celebrating on Sunday.
Okay. On May 17th is Sons of Norway, what we call Siden de Mai, which is a celebration. And like I was just talking to Mark, I most of my life thought it was Norwegian Independence Day, and it is not. It was their Constitution Day. Norway, for some reason, was kind of under Denmark's rule, and then they were kind of handed around, I think, kind of like a hot hot potato there for a few years, and they got tired of that. And so 100 and some people got together, and they said, we want to do our own thing. And so they developed a constitution. So anyway, May 17th every year is celebrated as Norwegian Constitution Day. However, they did not get their independence. I think the independence is 1905. So it was a few years yet before that happened. But anyway, we're celebrating that as we are the Heinrich Ibsen Lodge of Sons of Norway. And so we're putting on a celebration this Sunday. It's the 15th, which is 2 days before the actual date. However, we wanted it on a Sunday so everybody could come.
Make it convenient for them to come and indulge in Norwegian treats. Yeah.
Now, that's what caught my attention. When you talk about Norwegian treats, Mark, what are we talking about here?
Well, of course, first we're having coffee. We're having pickled herring, lefse. We're having hamburger pork meatballs. We're having krumkaka. We're having sweet soup. We're going to have buns with ham salad. How about that? Something for those folks that maybe don't like all that Norwegian stuff. We're having rummagrøt and smørbrød, which is open-faced sandwiches, which are very popular. And we're going to have some other cookies. We're also this year going to have ice cream.
Ooh.
And we're inviting all the children in the area that want to come out and have fun. We've got a bona fide young man who's from Norway who's been living here in town for some time. And so he enlightened us, this local lodge, about the fact that the Siden de Mai really was for the children in Norway more so than it is here. Here is always mostly adults. But so he's going to play games, and we're going to have ice cream and stuff. And Tilford Crocius is going to be there with his mighty keyboard, and I think he might even bring his trombone and provide lots of good entertainment.
I'd be surprised if he didn't.
Yeah, I would be too.
So what time is this happening on Sunday?
We're looking at noon, 12 o'clock noon to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll be there all that time, and there's going to be food, and there is going to be activities, and like Pastor said, for the kids and for adults too. We'll have some games. And he said, now this guy that came from Norway said that traditionally they celebrated over there with hot dogs. It would seem that we could have just had hot dogs, but we went all out.
Yeah, the poles and their long, skinny hot dogs are wrapping lefse, I guess. It's like, I've had one. We were in Norway a couple, 3 years ago and had that. It was okay, but I don't know. Give me lefse. Give me pickled herring.
Yeah, so. Well, we decorated it up a little bit, so we got more than just that.
All right, so I'm coming for sure because I caught the pickled herring. You got to try something once. Lefse, you know, take it or leave it. I'll take it. Give me your serving. What do I need to bring? Do I need to bring cash? What do I know? Free for everybody?
I tell you what, it's a free will offering. It's going to go to our ongoing scholarship fund. So we're not saying it's going to be $20 or whatever. It's whatever you want to put in.
Free. Got you. All right. Sounds good.
For a scholarship fund.
I always like to help those smarty pants.
Especially.
Absolutely. They need all the help they can get. I want to give a shout out to Bill Dablo, though, too. I know Bill is, if you're hearing this, Bill, we want you to come and join us, too. And we'll have a nice comfy chair for you to sit in.
Oh, yeah.
We can take people with brand new knees, too.
Oh, we can.
Yeah.
The newer, the better.
Yeah. Right.
I love you guys. So much fun. Sunday, noon to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Noon to 3, where at?
at the Hickama Park. It's at the Hughes Shelter. We moved from where we were last year. What was the Optimist Shelter last year, and it was too small.
So crowded.
So the Hughes Shelter.
You know, we have other things that day, too. We'll have some Norwegian displays.
Okay.
And we have a gal that goes, it belongs in our lodge, that has a awesome display of rose-mauled wooden dishes and so forth. And it's just fun to see those things, too. So
absolutely.
Now, if somebody wants to join you guys' organization, who could they talk to?
Any of us.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this little bit of a recruitment thing on Sunday, too, then.
It is.
We'd love to have you. We meet every month, and we usually have food.
Ooh.
Yeah, we do.
And the summer now, we're going to do some activities. We haven't completely decided what we're going to do. Last year, they went to Sisseton.
We went to the Stavig House in Sisseton. We went to up to the Kringen Lodge in Fargo.
You went to the Towers, too, I think.
Yeah. And this year, finally, is the district convention in Fargo. So that's something that's been delayed because of COVID for a couple of years. So
very cool. Yeah. Sons of Norway, big event happening this Sunday. It's not Independence Day. It's Constitution Day.
Amen. Right.
Make sure you get there at noon. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KBMW.